Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what it do, man? You already know, man. It's the Chat Beats, Miss Gino, the little home girl, Miss Nicky 10, Miss 901. And it's going down. I fuck with my guy, Young Zay, all the way from way back in the day. So fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all haters. Fuck all y'all fake ass bitches. Fuck all y'all.
Zay, I ain't playing none of your shit. Fuck you, nigga.
Saying they ain't street enough, but I was on my main shit. They tried to turn me down. Saying Zay, you ain't street enough. I put that pistol to his head and told him,
I'm just gangsta, bro.
If he ever feel in it, fuck if you ain't down with it. Ride with my fucking niggas till the fucking end. Pippin King up my city, not a gun up my city. Pippin smoke it out, sold it out, still up on my six. Pippin, fuck.
Comes the music.
You've got a beat for me?
This one's explosive.
And right now we'd like to introduce
the massive
in the mix.
Now we're gonna do
the real fast, funky, and furious, and in full effect.
Music, please.
Soul, funk, hip-hop, and house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this and more.
Hey, hey, hey. How y'all doing? We're here for another episode of Grown Folks Business.
Hey.
Yeah. What's up?
What's going on?
Oh, man, you know, another Friday morning, afternoon for y'all, you know, Friday morning for me, you know what I'm saying, shit, what y'all got going on this morning, man, you know, shit, It's one of them days, man. I know y'all got some good topics. Y'all had all week to come up with them. You know, I had a show yesterday, man, a little long, you know, solo bolo like that. But, I mean, it's like, hey, y'all done had a whole week, man. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You know, I know y'all got some good topics for us. So, you know. We're going to jump into that.
Hey, man, you know. First of all, how everybody doing, man? You know, Country boy is in the house. Ready?
Pretty good. So, what's your topic? You ready?
Hey, man, I was scrolling through reading some stuff on my Facebook and stuff. Man, I had read about this dude, man. He did 5 years. And come to find out the girl made the story all up. Like, the girl, she made this story up about this dude, this football star, and said that he raped her. He got 5 years, and then she sued the school and got awarded $1.2 million. So
yeah.
five years later, she comes and say that somebody recorded her saying that she made it all up. So they let the guy out.
He recorded her.
They let the guy out, and they didn't charge her. They just told her she had to pay back $2.6 million. I think she has to give him $1 million, and she got to pay restitution and all of that stuff. But they ain't giving no jail time. And I was kind of like, I mean, do you feel like she should have got jail time?
I think he should be the made to do every day he had to sit in there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she should have to sit there every day he had to sit there.
Yeah, that's deep, man. I mean, you know, rape is a very serious issue, man, and for somebody to play with it like that, man. Dude was a top prospect, man. He played for Long Beach Poly High School. I know the kid
yeah.
you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? And he recorded her himself, asked her why she do it. He came back. She came
oh,
back
okay.
and he got permission to record her in the room. And, you know, she was just being flippant, nonchalant about it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't nothing. I mean, I feel like, you know, like Tweety B said, I mean, it's a hectic situation in which you say she got to pay somebody some money. She had nothing as broad. She don't got a job. She don't got
nothing.
She never going to pay him that $1 million. He never going to see that. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? It's not like it's a car wreck and she got insurance or something, that kind of coverage. She never going to pay him that back. You know what I'm saying? He talked about, I saw the interview on 60 Minutes, and he talked about how he missed his niece's and nephew's birthday parties because he was a juvenile, and she was a juvenile, and so he couldn't even be around kids. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? So it's like, you know, it's not like it was just some regular adult shit, which is not no such thing as regular adult shit, but you know what I mean? It's like he missed out on big parts of people's lives, man, growing up.
Yeah.
And then when he got out, he couldn't be around them and stuff, man, wearing the little anchor monitor or what have you. I think it's like a real serious issue, man, you know what I mean? It's like it actually is a crime to report a false crime. You
yeah,
know,
it
so
is.
We sit
yeah.
here and we wonder.
That's perjury. She had to have went to court.
Yeah, that's perjury
yeah.
at the least. But she needs to be made to do every day he had to do. And that, you know, that's a fair punishment for her. For lying. Maybe some more days on to that, too. But definitely as many as he did.
And it's like a lot of professional football teams, man, and coaches that had wanted to play college, a couple of them coach pro team. They gave him a tryout, you know what I'm saying? He playing semi-pro ball somewhere right now. But it's like, just imagine what he could have been, man, what he would have been doing with his life, man, had he not had to sit down for 5 years, man. You know what I'm saying? Not
yeah.
been banned, like, for 5 years. It's like, man, you know, 5 years in football, man, is a long time. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
It is.
He could have got a couple, several million-dollar contract. So, you know, to ask her to pay something that she never going to be able to pay, you know what I'm saying? That's like telling a, you know, a chicken that they owe you 7 gold eggs and shit. You can sit and wait on that shit, but it ain't coming. You can make plenty of omelets by you eating the regular eggs. That gold one ain't never coming, man. She's not going to do that. I mean, she, you know, it's like shit. If she want to be shitty, she could just never play the lottery. You know, she could just never do nothing and shit. It's not like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like a child support. They're not going to come get her and take her to jail. So it's like a really fucked up case, man. I remember when that shit happened, man. I like they showed the 60 Minutes shit on it when they let him out. You know, that's he been out for a little minute, but I mean, it's, that was a really fucked up case.
Yeah, well, they, like I said, it, some it's like a doctor on. I'm following a doctor on my page, and she posted it, and like the I don't know if she was trying to figure put a test out or whatever, but she had, it was, the picture was him with his head on the, and I guess in the courtroom with his head on the desk. There was a white lady standing over him. She had like tissue up to her eye, and there was a white dude like had his hand on his shoulder, and like people commented and stuff, because I was going to make a comment about it, because I actually read the whole article thing, and I was going to make a comment about it, and some of the people commented, they was talking about, oh, this white woman got off, and I mean, she wasn't even a white woman. Like, they just going by what they seen on the picture.
It was a black chick, man, at his school, man. Like, really just, like, some ridiculous-ass shit, man. I mean, it was crazy, you know.
Yeah,
but that's
was.
Going on every day. It's going on every day in our society. It's like that, man. I mean, they want you to be guilty. It's like one person can come forward, man, and say something like that. I mean, that's why I say you got to be real careful nowadays. But, yeah, that's a sad situation.
Yeah.
But, you over there in the cut, you know what I'm saying? What's your topic for us this morning? I know you got something spicy.
I don't think it's really spicy. I really have this thing with working for people. That's how come I know I'm supposed to have my own business. Because a lot of people don't handle business the way that, well, I went to school for, they say you're supposed to do it. Okay, it's like this. If you've been scheduling me a certain type of way for 2 months now, it's always been this way, you know, for 2 months, it's been this way. Then all of a sudden you want to change it, you know, as a drop of a dime, you want to change it, and I have built my life and schedule around this, that I've been working like this for 2 months, so this must be the way I'm going to work. How they feel like they have the power to just switch it up on you, and because you work for them or whatever, it's cool. I got a real problem with this. And I just want to know, is it just me, or do everybody feel that way too when it comes to, you know, working for people and the way they're supposed to handle business?
No, that's like real unprofessional, man. I mean, if you work at a job where you on call, you know what I mean, that's a different thing. But, I mean, when you have a job with a regular schedule, I mean, like you said, you plan your life around it. You plan vacations. You plan, you know, holidays. You plan events, birthday parties, celebrations. You plan business. You know what I'm saying? You plan conducting your business. You know, you plan your relationships or your everything, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, but you schedule your time you can spend with your children. And so for them just to do that, that's callous and it's really unprofessional. I mean, it's like, but that's what happens, man. I've noticed that a lot. Like, you know, I went through the whole, I want to say trifecta, but it's more than one. I mean, I went through the whole Burger King, Jack in the Box, McDonald's, you know what I'm saying, chicken places, you know, the breakfast place. I don't know why I can't think of the name of it, probably because I don't need to be saying it or nothing like that, man. But I worked at all of them places, man, and the thing about it is when you work at the ones, like, I worked at ones outside of the neighborhood and I worked at the ones in the neighborhood. And there's something funny about, man, you working with some dude that may have been a grade ahead of you in school or maybe even in the same grade and he the manager or something at the place, and it's like the way that power affects them. You know, I mean, it's a matter of like, all of a sudden you feel powerful. You can just do things without any regard for the next person. You don't feel like you have to call somebody in. The professional way to do that is to call somebody in and say, hey, look, I'm going to be short, so I can give you Wednesday off, but I need you Thursday because I'm short. I got two people calling in sick and this and that and that and this. But for you just to slap it up on the board and not show me the common courtesy of talking to me, you know what I'm saying? That's extremely unprofessional, and it's not good for business, because when you run a business like Waffle House, or you run any type of business where you have a crew of people that you have working for you, you need morale to be up. And when you got your workers feeling like you don't give a fuck about them, or you're not concerned with what they got going in their life, and you're not showing them no type of respect, then it's like, you know, you don't get a good job done. You know, people start slacking. People start not caring. I'm here for the pay. I'm not here to do work. I'm here for the check. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can be there for the check. You want a person to feel like, you know, I mean, it's not in today's age. It's not too much, but it's almost too much to ask for a family environment where people work together, because there's so many personalities and so many people have been tainted by the internet. You know what I'm saying? And their attitudes, and everybody want to be, you know, turned up or turned down or ghetto or whatever they are. You know what I'm saying? So the reality is, man, it's just too much to ask for that type of environment. But you can maintain some type of professionalism, some type of drive, when people know that if I do a good job, I'm going to have a little something extra, or I'm going to get some extra hours if I need them. You're not just going to slap me over here or slap me over there. So, I mean, I think that's extremely unprofessional, man. You know what I mean? It's not only unprofessional to a matter of a person that want to have their own business. It's just a matter of when you know that you're working for somebody who's not really qualified to do their job. You know, the same kind of people you're talking about, they have somebody there to show up every day, work whenever they, you know, come in, whenever they switch them around, but they don't do shit. You know what I'm saying? You just keeping the person around because whenever you tell them to come, they come. But it shouldn't matter, because when they come, they don't do shit. You know, so
yeah.
I think it's extremely unprofessional, man, and it's not conducive to keeping hardworking employees around.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to put that on hot.
I agree with you. I'm kind of like that. I don't really like to. I feel like I'm better than having to work with somebody. But you know, I do what I have to do. You know what I'm saying? To provide for my family and everything. But you know, I don't like to work for people that, if I feel like, man, their actions is showing that they not qualified for a position. You know, first of all, I wonder who hired you or who gave you this position. You know, I have to question their sanity. You know what I'm saying? Are they qualified for their position? Because they hiring people that just unqualified or whatever. But I can't do it either. I wouldn't be able to. I don't like it either. I would rather have my own and do my own. That's why I had to venture out and try to get my moving company off the ground, you know. So, you know, I'm right along there with you, Tweety B.
Yeah, man, I can't, you know. But sometimes I can't deal. I just can't deal. And, you know, sometimes you have to put your foot down when it comes to people. You know what I'm saying? If nobody else in here, you gonna work professional with me, because I'm a professional type person. You know, I'm a Virgo.
Yeah.
I like things organized. I like things a certain way. And when I get used to doing something, I and we've been doing this. You know, this is our thing. And you ain't came and told me nothing different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You already know what I got going on. Don't just reach down in your magical hat and pull out some new shit, because I'm not gonna be with it. We ain't discussed it. You know, and it's not cool. So I just want to, because I know a lot of other people get thrown, because I was just talking to my cousin the other day. She's going through some of the same symptoms. Now, she's been doing her schedule like this for a year. And then all of a sudden, they want to start letting the computer make the schedule. And she may be scheduled, like, she got another business where she do hair. And you want her to come in on a Saturday and work mid-shift from 11 to 7 o'clock at night? That's called her business. You can't. Who do that? You know, and then especially when you had an agreement, when you come there, that, you know, I have a business of my own that I have to be off on these days. You know what I'm saying? So I don't get that. And then they gonna have the nerve to be mad at you about it. Yeah. But we already had this meeting of the minds before.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Then they wonder why people call in sick or people fake sick at work. And that's what I was talking about, morale.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When morale is low, people start looking at each other and they be like, hey, look, I got somewhere to be. My bad, y'all. But I'm finna go tell you motherfuckers I don't feel good. And I'm gone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And y'all looking at that motherfucker going like, oh, bitch, you late. I done already told this motherfucker that I feel like I'm about to pass out and my ass was kicking up. Or, you know, I'm getting dizzy. I have seizures. You might have to go party tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And shit, you know, and they'd be like, it's too late. I done already. So now you got two people leaving and one person running around like a chicken with their head cut off because people really don't care. But, I mean, that's just, it's just a matter of a lot of times, man, people are put in those positions, man, and they test it and they can't handle it. You know, you really can't handle it because it's always that person. You know, you get that supervisor that's really not professional. And when you're not professional, you allow yourself to be bullied and manipulated and conned and sweet-talked. So, you know, it's that one chick that's calling you going like, hey, you think I could get today off? Or you got that one dude hitting him up like, look, man, I can't come in today. I had to get somebody else. And just hang the fucking phone up, you know what I'm saying? And he don't say shit because he don't want to show up at work and get his ass whooped. Or he thinking he might one day be able to have sex with this chick that he ain't never going to be able to have sex with because he's a supervisor. You know what I'm saying? And if he do get enough to have sex with her and shit, she going to have him by the balls for the rest of the time they work there because now it's like some sexual harassment suit against the company. So it's like, you know, people put themselves in them positions when they not qualified for it. A lot of people don't know how to manage, you know.
Yeah.
But, hey, that's one of them things, man. So what's the next topic?
All right, Haley, what's on you for a topic? If we do have any callers on the line, you can press 1 and come in here and get on any topic or give your own. And if you're listening online, 646-200-3860. Okay, hey, Lou.
Well, to me, I find it strange that people in this country have a hard time with honesty, with reality, with being truthful with themselves. Mark Cuban, the owner of the Mavericks, made a statement in an interview. That I found it strange that people didn't look at the context of what he's saying and, like, jumped on the substance. He said, I mean, not the substance, jumped on the, like, surface shit. He said, you know, to be honest, I think that what dude said is stupid. Speaking of the Clippers owner, you know, I don't say his name. That what he did was stupid. His level of racism is stupid. But he said at the same time, if I'm walking at nighttime and I see a young black dude with a hoodie, I'm across the street. And he said, if I cross the street or if I'm walking and I see a white man with bald hair and tattoos, I'm crossing the street. And he said, man, that's just how it is, man. And people went, they got outraged talking about, well, I think that was so unreasonable and this and that. And then they jumped on the whole thing of the hoodie situation. And I was like, okay, they're going to throw Trayvon Martin back in there and go like, oh, man, you know, this and that. So he apologized about that aspect of it, but he stayed true to it. I don't know about out there, but I know places where here, when you come into a supermarket or come into a liquor store, it's a sign that say you got to pull your hoodie back before you cross this door. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, listen. I mean, what do y'all think?
I seen that on SportsCenter. I didn't really see nothing wrong with what Mark said. You know, like you say, he was being honest, you know. I mean, he didn't sit up there and say, oh, I don't like black folks. Oh, I don't like this type of person. Or he wasn't trying to stereotype anybody. He just said, this is me. This is how I am. I mean, if I got $1 billion, or if I'm worth $1 billion, I'd probably do the same thing, too. If somebody looked like they going to jack me, yeah, I'd probably do the same thing, too, if I'm worth $1 billion. But, I mean, I seen what you was talking about. They try to make it seem like, oh, he said some prejudice stuff, or maybe now Mark Cuban is prejudiced. I don't, I don't see that. I don't believe that. Well, I don't know. Mark Cuban, he's saying, yeah, I'm prejudiced. You know what I'm saying? But he's not prejudiced is in a way of, oh, I don't like black people. Or, oh, he's just, I guess, I don't know what to say. He's prejudiced against lower class people, I guess. I don't know, you know. But as far as the whole, if it's racist or anything, you know, I don't get there. Old dude from the Clippers, I almost said his name. I ain't going to say his name. But old dude from the Clippers, I mean, he racist. He said he did it before. He's done it again. And he probably going to do it again. So, you know, I think they making a big deal out of what Mark Cuban said that should be made a big deal out of. This is how I feel about it.
What about you, Tweety B?
Well, I kind of feel like you got a right to say what he feels, if that's how he truly feels. You have a freedom of speech clause. But it was an inappropriate thing to say in his position. And all of that's supposed to come, all of that type of wisdom and when you're out front and you're the out front person for the whole group of people, it's a certain way you have to conduct yourself, a certain way in some of your feelings you may have to suppress.
I think I took it out of context. I think I didn't state the context. He said it to say that we all as human beings have not so much prejudices, but have things that people would look at and consider to be racist.
Well, I don't know. He got money. He ain't hurting. And, you know, that little slap on the wrist or whatever, you know, this nickel, this crumb. You know what I'm saying? He not hurting for nothing. If he don't work no more, he cool. So, I mean, for me to say if it was the right thing to do, not the right thing to do, is, you know, it don't matter. That's how it is when people got money.
It wasn't really about the money. To me, it was more about, like, is this really where we at in this country where people would sit there and agree, and people would sit there and agree with you, but at the same time want to jump on you for being honest about it. I mean, hell, I don't know about y'all, but man, if I'm walking down the street late at night, man, and a dude got his hands in his pockets and he got a hoodie on and he walking and I can't see who it is, I'm gonna get me some little security space. You know what I'm saying?
For real? Yeah.
You know, it's late at night, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't see you. I mean, it depends on where we at. It's like we ain't walking down Broadway. You know, we're not on a busy street. We're walking down just a regular street. You know, it's nighttime. By the time he up on me, it's too late to determine his intention. This ain't about me being no coward or nothing like that. It's about I grew up, man, the same way Dude grew up poor. He made his money on his own, struggling and grinding. You know what I'm saying? He grew up like tough like everybody else. So it's like for a person to grow up like broke and know what it's like, know what the intentions is like, man. It's like, man, he said it. He said, man, a white dude with tattoos, you know what I mean? That's a stereotype of a person that robs people. He said these are things and images that I'm still uncomfortable with. And I think that we have just gotten so, like, they didn't really say nothing about it being a black person. They jumped on the hoodie thing. And he apologized. He said, man, you know, when I was speaking simply to make an example. You know, he said it wasn't my intention. And it didn't come. I didn't consider that it may be offensive to Trayvon Martin and his parents, so I apologize for that. But the context, you know what I'm saying, in which I put it, I stand by that. I think the same thing. I think if a woman is walking down the street at night and she sees some strange dude, when a woman is walking by to her car in a parking lot and she see a dude walking with a hoodie on or, you know, dressed a certain way or looking, she walk around the other way. She'd go a little out of her way to get to her car. It's human nature, man, at nighttime for people to put security on themselves. And I think that it's a sad state that we live in a country in which, man, we so caught up in our own thoughts and views about stuff that we don't want to respect other people. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just sad because to me it wasn't like a racist thing. It was just a statement of fact. But, you know, that's how it go. Everybody want to look for the subliminals. Everybody think what they think. You know what I mean? It's like I said, okay, I had, you know, had a conversation with a dude, man, you know what I'm saying, a little before that. I said, would it have been better if he said it was three dudes, you know? Hell, man, I motherfuckers that have on regular clothes, man, shit. And it's three motherfuckers late at night. Man, I'm kind of like, hey, you know, I'm not no buster or nothing like that, but we walking down the street, man. It's like by the time you get too close, it's too late. You know what I'm saying? It's too late. A motherfucker decided, because it's like they may have no intention on robbing you or nothing until you get close enough for them to see that you got something on worth taking. That's the state of the country, man. He was being honest. He stated part of the, something that exists in this country that people don't want to talk about. Motherfuckers robbing people. Hell, you can't even walk up on young black motherfuckers in broad daylight in New York right now because they done took the knockout game to another level out there. You know? I mean, you got people knocking out, like, young white dudes, black dudes, Hispanics. They knocking out old people, man. You know what I'm saying? How you hit an old lady, 89 years old, man, and knock her out? What kind of... How
feel good about it.
Yeah, and videotape it and high-fiving a nigga. I high-five
her
with your face, man.
Knock out the right granny. I'm just going to tell you, for every cousin in all family, you better hope you knock out the right granny.
For real,
you
I'm telling you.
You hit the wrong granny.
That's what I'm saying, because I'm like, shit, you hit somebody in my family, we got cousins in jail, out of jail, on your block,
no problem,
your
man.
Block. In your
about.
Neighborhood, not in your city. Yeah. You got motherfuckers that got freak. We got people with freak fly
by.
They will come get you. We will load up the truck, fry us some chicken, wrap that shit in aluminum foil with some potato salad, and ride and eat. You know,
I don't know why, man.
Do we get to your ass
that? Right
then
up.
We'll stop along the way visiting other relatives, and we'll end up with a caravan looking like a funeral procession on the way to your motherfucking ass.
Hey,
yeah. You know, man.
And I mean, hey, yeah, bro. Not touch.
I have posted on my Facebook. I don't mean to cut you off, baby. But I wanted to know what you guys thought about this. There was this one little girl on my page that was going to a prom, and she had on her prom dress.
That was black thing.
Yeah, it was completely see-through at the top,
yeah.
Like lace. But you could see all the way down to her money. That's what my grandma used to call. I didn't know. My grandma used to call vaginas money, you know, when I was little.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what she meant by that. But as I got older, I figured out. She used to always say, did you wash your money today? And I used to be like, what's my money? You know, but then, you know, as I got, I know, this is what she meant. But, yeah,
you
know. You
better clean the food out your money.
Yeah, it was down.
I mean,
it was down.
That was,
it was down
that was
all the way.
Yeah, you could see her panties. Yeah, you could see everything. It was like see-through.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
was, I mean.
And they was like, and the question was like, would you let your daughter wear this to the prom? Hell no. She would have made it out the show with that. She would have never made it to my house with that.
That would not make it in my daughter's closet.
I'm telling you.
Once you grown, you can dress how you want to dress outside of that. This is my statement, plain and simple. I'm not telling you to leave. I'm not kicking you out. I'm simply saying, you can dress how you want to dress, but we don't dress like that in this house. Let me repeat it. You can dress how you want to dress, but we don't dress like that in this house.
No, we don't.
You're not doing the hoochie walk. That's that old dress. Short, you taking two steps and pulling your dress down. And your dress down. Then you got to carry a purse, so when you cross your legs, you got to hold it right there and the whole ass cheek out. We not doing none of that stuff in this house.
Yes.
Now, when you grown, you want to go out. Look, my thing is this, all being in perfect honesty to keep things in context. If you want to be a stripper, be a stripper, but when you go, that's your at-work clothes. When you on the way to work and on the way from work, you're not dressing like no hoochie. You take your clothes off at work, put them back on when you leave work. Hell, if I'm a damn a policeman, I take my uniform off on the way home. You know what I'm saying? If
yeah.
I'm a janitor or a trash man, I take my coveralls off before I get in the car. You know? You don't wear your work clothes up and down the street. Hell, if you're a prostitute, when you get to the motel, put on your hoochie stuff and wait on your clients. You don't walk out of this house, though, because this ain't no brothel. We don't do all that here. It's not happening. And plain and simple, she would have came there, asked me if she could wear that. I would have said, well, let me see. And I would have took a knife, and I would have reached down at the hem, and I'd have dragged it all the way up to the collar. And I'd have been like, well, I would have let you wear it, but it looked like it got a run in it. In fact, you better run in it and go put on something else before I put my foot on it.
Have
mercy. He wouldn't even be.
Yeah, I just know that I wouldn't be with it. I could not believe that a parent actually let her walk out the door like that, because you inviting a whole different other. You done passed the prom status. You done went straight to the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
The parent probably
that,
was the
though.
One that took the picture shoot.
It's not just that. It's not just the picture itself, man, because I'm, you know, let's clarify something simple. To me, it's not about what she inviting, because I don't care if a woman walk down the street naked. She's not inviting nobody to touch her, put their hands on her, or none of that. It's the image that you portray, though. It's what you're saying about yourself.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, that you don't have decorum. You don't have, you know what I mean, no type of principles, because you're willing to allow all of your stuff to be seen, all of your stuff to be shown. You're allowing everything out like that, you know what I'm saying? And to the wrong people, it's an invitation. It's an incorrect invitation. But you bring,
yeah.
that's what I was, that's unwanted attention.
Yeah.
You invite unwanted attention. You inviting stares and, oh, I'm uncomfortable. They staring at me. Well, you showing them everything. you showing them everything.
You think they ain't going to stare at you?
Your outfit is a show. You saying, look at me. So we looking,
yep.
you know, we all standing here looking, and we teenagers, and if the wind blow, we get an erection. So don't be mad. We all standing over here with tents looking at you, and you uncomfortable. You created the discomfort coming through here like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, that's the whole thing about it, man. I tell people all the time, if you don't tell your children no when they 2 or 3, they're going to be telling you no by the time they 12 and 13. And once you get to the point where, you know what I'm, you ain't got no control over them, they're going to do what they want to do, how they want to do it, and you're not going to have no choice in the matter. They're going to wear what they want to wear, do what they want to do.
Mm. These kids don't even know how to play freeze tag. They don't even know what that shit is.
Nah, they don't know none of that type of stuff.
They don't
right
know
now.
Nothing about it. Nothing. Nothing about outside stuff.
Nothing, man.
Everything is on the computer. Download on your phone. You got a game on your phone. All that.
Yep.
The game is outside. Get your ass out there and play in the dirt. Make a hopscotch out of the red dirt outside. Don't do that.
Go
buy
that
some jumping jack.
Tell out my page.
They babysit their kids. People babysit their kids with food and video games. You know what I'm saying? So they wonder why we got a bunch of unhealthy, obese people who aren't socialized, that they don't know how to communicate with people. You know what I'm saying? They hold.
Did y'all see that thing on the news where they want you to be able to, it's an app you can download, you can order your food from any fast food place
on
your phone?
Man, you ain't got to leave your house for nothing. They making it where you ain't got to leave your house for nothing.
I mean, they create
no McDonald's from my on no phone app. My phone ain't gonna be hot.
No, they not.
Nah,
I mean,
it's crazy though, man. I mean, they really creating a society, man. What it reminds me of, it reminds me of the Spaniards, man. If you go back in history, the Spaniards used to be carried around on their little, I guess they called them divisions or little things or whatever inside of there. And it was so much so often, so crazy, that it's like it reached a point at which when they set them down, they were so fat that they couldn't even walk. Their legs were so skinny. That's where the cartoon characters come from, or the fat person with the little tiny leg. You know, that's how bad it got for them. They were so lazy. You know what I mean? And that's what they creating in this society, man. They creating, like, you know, it's just crazy. I don't get it, man. You know what I'm saying? So what's the topic for us, country boy?
Hey, man, I got a little deal I'm dealing with. Like, it's just a young dude. Like, he comes over every day. I don't mind him coming over, because I know if he over here, he ain't out there in no trouble or nothing, because he been getting in trouble and stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, he on a monitor. He's 16. He got a leg monitor on his leg. They done kicked him out of school and stuff. So, you know, I try to bring him in and try to, you know, show him, like, dude, you ain't got to be all this hard. And, you know, like, everybody just be looking at him like, man, when he get like this? They ain't trying to help him or nothing. So, you know, I take him in and let him know, you know, hey, man, it's ways to chill without getting in trouble, you know what I'm saying? Or it's ways to live without always getting in trouble. But, like, his mom seen him over here the other day, and, like, she... to my little one, she goes to the daycare his mom works at. She seen him over here, and she went off on me. She was like, you need to tell my son that he need to go home. Y'all are too old to be hanging out. Y'all too old for him to be hanging out with y'all. And yada, yada. I didn't even say nothing. I just kind of like, okay, I got my daughter, and I walked off. So I came and told him, look, man, your mom said you got to go, man. Like, you can't, like, she don't want you over here with us. Even though we ain't, you know what I'm saying, we ain't doing nothing wrong. We were just kind of sitting outside soaking up the sun. Man, so now I'm in a dilemma. Like, he still comes over, and I don't want to just, like, tell him, like, man, you know, hey, man, you're going to have to push on somewhere else, because I don't want to turn my, just like, I feel like if I do that, I'm turning my back on him. And that's something that I don't want to do to him, because he might go out, he might hang out with some, because this other dude he hang out with, he told him he need to cut his leg monitor off his leg. I was like, no, why would you tell him that? Why would you tell this man to cut his leg monitor off? I mean, I don't understand that. So, I'm just trying to take in the little young dude. I mean, I'm trying to do a small part and trying to help change somebody, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's helping me grow at the same time. So it's really for both of us. But, you know, I'm just at a dilemma. Like, I don't want to turn away from him, but at the same time, I don't want his mama to be all jumping down my throat every time she sees me. So I'm kind of at a crossroads on what to do with the little fella.
Sweetie B. Sweetie B. Yeah. I guess it's on me, brother country boy. I mean, it's as you said, it's a dilemma. I mean, it's truly a dilemma. But the reality is that's his mama. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And so, if you truly like want to reach out to him, man, and it's truly your intention to do good by him, then you got to step up all the way and like go holler at his moms and tell her. Explain to her exactly what it is that you're doing and what you're trying to do, you know. And I think that if his pops ain't around or what have you, man, it'll be more understandable. But, you know, I mean, we just was talking about it earlier, man. You know, I mean, people have stereotypes, man. People have ideas. People have concepts. People have things going on in their mind. And so this is what it comes down to. She see a dude hanging out. Most black people hanging out like that in the neighborhood, to her understanding, her experience, are up to no good. They getting high, or they smoking, they drinking underage. And so that's what she see.
Mm-hmm.
So if your objective, man, is to create something different, man, you have to talk to her and explain that to her. I mean, even if you say, like, hey, man, I mean, you should be glad he's hanging out with me. The other people we're hanging out with tell him to cut his monitor off, which you and I both know ain't going to do nothing but lead to him going back to jail. You know, I'm trying to show him a better way. You know, we just sitting out there talking and this and that. So, I mean, that's the best advice I have for you.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, too, that when she pulled up out there, you should have let it be known then to her that she got you all messed up. And for two, though, I'm going to say this. A mother know her child. And if that woman telling you he don't need to be over there, he don't need to be over there. Then he asks right on to the house or wherever he's supposed to be at, because you as an adult and what go on at your house, and that's your business. But if something go on wrong at your house and he there as a minor, you responsible. And if you ain't willing to take on that responsibility, then you definitely need to be sending his ass home, because he's not your child at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? You can always offer a friendly word of advice. You can always look at him when you see him doing wrong and correct him. But as far as hanging out at your house, I'm with his mom. He don't need to be over there. He needs to be trying to focus on life and what he done did wrong while he got to sit at home with his monitor on. He don't need to be nowhere hanging out. He needs to be somewhere getting it together.
Well, I feel you. I understand. I never turned, because he came to me, so I never just, like, turned him away or anything. But, I mean, I understand, you know, like, his mom, when I told him, like, I was like, man, yo, T-Z, man, I can't be fooled. You know, they talking about your moms and calling the police on people and stuff and all this whole time. Man, listen, man, we can't have that over here. We're a happy house over here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, But I'm with Tweety B, though. I mean, the only difference that I would add was the fact that you had your daughter with you, so I wouldn't have, you know, got at a lady in the tone that I would have been feeling it was needed to get at her. You know what I'm saying? Because the mood that you could tell, obviously, she was in. She was hyped.
Yeah, she was in a, yeah.
That you was going to be able to communicate with her like that, and I wouldn't have had that dialogue in front of my child. But, I mean, the obvious step, man, like she said, if you want to take the responsibility, then you have to take the responsibility, which means you got to talk to her moms. And then if you really going to step up and take responsibility, you got to tell a young dude, like, man, you missing school. But they going to let you back in next year. You don't want to be too far behind. You want to press him to be doing his schoolwork. You want to be pressing him to try to find him a little job or something, man. Because what I find, man, is that, you know, I never really understood the saying before until you think about it, like, on a deeper level, man. When they say, man, idle hands are the devil's plaything, it's like that is most definitely true, man. It's like it's why the military keep you busy. People say, man, the military have you doing stuff all day and all night, man. You don't get time to sit down and chill. No, because when you take people from different parts of the world and put them all in a thing together, a bunch of young dudes, trouble going to happen, man. Fights, disagreements. But when you got two dudes down on their knees from Litton Spick, Arkansas, and motherfucking we don't give a fuck California, and they down there on the floor in the bathroom scrubbing the floor with a toothbrush, they have some cool conversations, man, and some bonding and some relationships happen, man, and it creates a different environment. But when people sitting around doing nothing, it's too much time to think about negative stuff. And it's like, you can't tell me, man, you smoke. You can't tell me that you ain't, you gonna sit there, that boy there, and not smoke in front of him. You know what I'm saying? Or smoke around him. The lady might have passed by and seen y'all smoking, seen y'all drinking, you know, and she don't want her kids around that type of stuff. So it's like, I understand where you're coming from, because the thing is, the police pull up and step y'all out the yard just for nothing more than an open container. You got an open container, and it's a minor sitting in the yard, you know. You done turned your back, and he done reached down and took a sip out of your bottle or a sip out your can, and he got it on his breath. Now, you in jail for contributing to the delinquency of a minor. You know, his mama might know something about it, and the boy might steal. You know what I'm saying? She don't want to be getting into your jaw because he done stole something out your house or something. So it's like it really comes down to like a serious level of consideration and a conversation with his mom of what your intentions are, because that's really what a person want to know. Like, what are your intentions with my son? Because it's strange. No disrespect to you, but it's strange when old dudes be hanging out with young boys. You know, this 2014, man, people's thoughts ain't what they used to be, you know. Go back to the 50s, people wouldn't have thought nothing of it, you know what I'm saying? The 60s probably wouldn't have thought nothing of it, maybe even the 70s. But, you know, you get into the 80s, 90s, it's like, man, people hanging around with young people is most cases are misguided, you know, or taking advantage of them in some way, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I understand that, and I don't take it by any means of disrespect, because, I mean, that's not me by any shape, form, or fashion, you know what I'm saying? That's not my intention. My intention is always good to, I mean, I always have I always have a soft heart for kids, especially if I see them like going through something. I always have a soft heart for kids, you know. I always see the kids as the future. They are the future, you know what I'm saying? And right now, these kids is dumb, stupid, retarded right now. I don't know. They on all types of drugs. They doing all types of crazy, you know. But see, I'm trying to get to the younger kids and try to say, man, don't follow them. Don't be like them. You know, I mean, like, I made my mistake, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not a person who look at whatever I've been through and be like, oh, man, I can't help the next one. I took whatever I went through and everything that I've been through in my life, and I try to learn from it. And I try to pull out the positive, and I put the negative to the side. You know what I'm saying? I tell people the good and the bad. You know, I don't just sit here and just say, well, you know, I did this, and it was all gravy, you. And I don't tell you what happened, the outcome of it. You know, I'm not that type of person. I'm going to give you the meat. I'm going to give you all of it. I'm going to give you the vegetables and the sides, the corn. I'm going to give you the whole plate. I ain't just going to give you half of it. So, I mean, like I said, like, I guess I'm going to have to do it. I'm just going to talk to his mom, you know what I'm saying? Like, over here, like I said, out here where I'm at, out here in the country, it's real small. It's real small. So everybody out here related. Because the little dude, he's my girl cousin. That's the only reason. I mean, that's part of the reason why I embrace him, too. He's family. You know what I'm saying? You're already family. So that's why I was just like, you know, because, I mean, like you said, it is strange that, you know, older people hang out, but you know, it's some little young dudes. It's a 4-year-old dude over here. These grown men come pick him up. His mama don't even care. He get in the car with other grown people. You know what I'm saying? They take him off and maybe come back with some new shoes or something. She don't care about none of that. I be going off on her. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's just a matter of. As my earlier topic was, man, it's unfortunate that we have these negative stereotypes, man, and people have nothing to, like, associate them with. I mean, it's not a lot of positive individuals in our communities nowadays that are not attached to, like, a specific organization. You don't have the individual positive black man walking around trying to do positive things. I mean, when you see somebody with a young dude nowadays, they trying to get him to sell drugs for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They trying to buy some drugs from them. Or in a lot of messed up cases, man, they molesting these young boys, man, with this little DL stuff that people got going on. So you really can't, like, you know, Tweety B said it clearly, man, that's that woman child. You know what I mean? So it's like a person that's not willing to approach her and have that conversation, because you have to have that conversation. And then, as they say, man, like, it wasn't always like that, but I understand why women do it nowadays, you know. My homegirl, she'll let her kids go play at other people's house, but she don't let people's kids come to her house. She just don't. And her reason for that is if something happened to them at her house, she ain't trying to pay for it. She ain't trying to go to jail for it. She's not trying to be getting sued for it or none of that stuff. She say if one of her kids get hurt at somebody's house, that's just how the game go. Kids going to get hurt. They going to play, and they going to be rough and tumble, and something going to happen. But if it happened under somebody else's supervision, she okay with that because she looked at the person, felt the person was all right, and that's her judgment. But people don't do that nowadays. So it's like if you do that, it got to be rules over your house. What time you got to make him come? How long he can hang out? What y'all doing while he there? You know, you can't just decide, oh, I'm going to run in the house right quick and smoke. You over there got this young boy over there. You high. You been drinking. You know what I'm saying? You chilling with this young boy, man. As we, I can be honest with myself. You know, I don't drink no more, but I can be honest with myself. I never was drunk in my life, but I was buzzing all the time. And I can be honest enough to admit that one drink changes you. I'm not saying bad, but it loosens you up. It loosens you up to the extent where you may do something that you wouldn't do. You may say something that you wouldn't say. You know what I mean? So it's like you get casual, you get comfortable when you get to talking, and you may say something in front of them. But, I mean, it's like that's what it is, man, you know. So I hope we helped you, man. Tweety B, you got a
topic
for
us? We're going to topic into some of this music, and then we're going to come back. We've been talking for a whole hour. And we're gonna play some music from X Phase, X _PHAZE. We're going to play this Hold Me, and then we're going to play Zenobia 10, at Zenobia 10. It's supposed to be here last night. We're going to play Your Love from her. And then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more. I may play one more track. I'm not sure. We're going to play this Hold Me right now, and we'll be back this minute. You guys hang on tight.
Well, Evie and Noel, you knew Aaliyah isn't gonna nigga well. Oh well, the ex should have been the symbol well. But you were gonna end up well below hell, below hell. It's your L, isn't it so swell? You can fidget twist and you can go yell. There is no tell, no wait, I won't dwell. Oh wait, I'll go now and leave you with the person named yourself. And hope fell, E, you see your hope fell. Cause in this fantasy, there will be no hell. No hell. Regardless of what they might do, even despite who they can try to. Hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me. But they will never get to hold me, me. Think that they can hold me, me, but I will never let you hold me, me. Down, 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 down. I was 10 feet under. Within a coffin, I was locked up in a slumber. All it took was one clap of the thunder. Then it just thundered, who would've wondered? I chose my only option, I broke right out the coffin. What good's a memory if those within it are forgotten? I peeked my eyes around for people watching. The coast was clear, so I just ripped the yellow tape with caution. I threw it all into a riot falling, continued walking. Cause even the electric fences weren't shocking. Didn't plan on stopping, I was hopping right through. Even despite who they can try to. Hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me. But they will never get to hold me. Think that they can hold me, me, but I will never let you hold me, me. Down, 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 down. Sometimes I reside in the darkness of the night. As I rise from the mires, my eyes look at the sky. What they doing, I'ma just let it pass me by. And still I wonder why they try to hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me, me. Hold me, me. Down, 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 down. Hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me. But I will never let you hold me.
can feel stood up, I can feel a dream. Living in a world where it's not what it seems.
My head is too big, I'm never overlooked. I keep my body still, cause the world is shook. Turn the music up, and turn the hating down. I'm boarding to the top, I'm feeling hellbound. Who you trying to tame? Glory is a aim. Written on my name, never die in vain. It's insane, not the same. We are chained in a world that is pain. Use your brain or remain in a state that is lame. Yeah, I dropped out of varsity, cause the money and the fame kept on calling me. Schooled in poverty, I'm graduating luxury. I'm dreaming wide awake, my dreams are reality.
I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die.
If you ignore me, I'll ignore your silence. Adding money and the hate as a finance. I'm defiant, the heart of a giant. Choose one, be silent or violent. Get your money up, I'm never giving up. Always tempting luck, hidden on myself. Mirror looking like I'm starstruck. Hunting every buck, what is really up? Keep your chin up and put your ones up. Bang, my mind is my rifle. Steve Beaker resurrected as an idol. Life's full of leprechauns, people come short. Righteous, Africa's greatest export.
I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die.
God draws pictures, the devil photoshops. I frame bold pictures on my face, eavesdrop. On how you can know doing, I blow my own bubble before I start chewing. I'm not afraid to bleed like Brother Malcolm X. Extraordinary answer, you welcome. Watch Vassal circle in when they claim you're dead. While Biggie is alive and Pac is not dead. Burn haters up and call it a smoke screen. I'm a black boy, mind state Robert Green. Yeah, a truly great metaphoric team. A Durban boy going places that I really
living every day like I'm never gonna die. Yeah. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die.
Steps in, everybody bow. See, I lead the crowd, so everybody bow. Keep them busy on the flow. Heat it up for show. Spreading all the snow. You snitches better know. Hala, I got a lot of Prada Sala. It's on a saga, Antoine. Working on the red, now I'm heading for the dollar. Quinto señal, infana otra clara.
Yeah.
I'm your bank. I'm all about that cash. Don't you wish it were a prank? How I just splash your supersonic speaker. Make me your leader. I'm here to mislead ya, make ya forget Justin Bieber.
Songs I can give to the pockets and the dreams. Living in a world where it's not what it seems.
We sick of the system.
We sick of the system.
We sick of the system.
Yeah, we sick of the system.
Righteous.
Living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die.
Gotta get it right. Gotta get it right. Yeah, I gotta get it right.
All right, everybody, we are back. Are you here?
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. Okay, guys, we got to do something different right about now. We're going to do some prank calling from the show. And this is going to be something new. So I'm going to try to do at least one or maybe two a month. We're going to try to get my sister today, so I don't know how it's going to go. But we've been to see. So I'm going to see if I can call her from the board. So this would be something new for us. So y'all can talk about something while I'm trying to get them on the line. You'll hear the phone when it starts ringing, if they let me.
Yeah.
You got to be quiet, huh?
You
got to be quiet,
country boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to mute my phone, and you can mute yours, too. until we get ready to tell her. Okay, I'm going to try calling.
Sorry, the number you have reached is not in service. Please check the number and try your call again. Désolé, il n'y a pas de service au numéro.
Really?
Okay. I put a wrong number in. Hold on. Okay. I'm going to try it again. Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Demetrius Ross?
Yes, it is.
This is Douglas Smalley with the DHR. I'm calling with regard to Michael Ross.
Uh-huh.
I have a child by the name of Michael Ross.
Yes,
yes
I do.
Yes, I'm in auditing and records, and there seems to be a discrepancy here, and we will be having to take monies from your check starting each pay period, $25 from your check. There's been an over issue. There was too much money sent to you.
What?
Yes, it seems that we added too much money for services provided. I'm with records and auditing, and there was an auditing done. And it seems
an auditing for what?
An auditing for services provided for a
what kind of service? He don't even say what name.
Well, there was a check being issued to him every month.
A check? What kind of check?
A check.
What kind of check?
He received a welfare check as well as food stamps each month. And too much was given. Your dad was given as his mother.
Oh, yes. But I ain't never got no welfare for no Michael Ross. So I know y'all can took too much out of nothing. Because I ain't never been on no welfare for Michael. He ain't never received no welfare check.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at the records here. We did the audit. You know, we're auditing a lot of people.
He always stayed with his dad, so he had never stayed with me, so I don't know what y'all talking about.
Well, you're the working parent, and, you know, we're doing audits.
Well, you can't take no money out of my check because I ain't never had no been on no welfare for no Michael. I had never had his dad on child support, nothing, so y'all could not have me on no welfare. Y'all must have got the wrong one.
Are you his mother?
Oh, yes, but he's never, she had... Where is your office at?
We're located in downtown Lynette in the Valley.
At the German agent.
Ms. Ross.
Excuse me. Hello.
Yes, I just called to inform you that we'll be taking $25 out of your check every pay period.
Oh, no, so you will not. I will be down there today because I have not signed up for no... For no welfare check for no Michael.
Well, you're free to come down here, ma'am, and discuss it with me.
Yes, sir, before y'all say anything out of my check.
Well, that's a problem because we've already put in a notice, so the first pay period, $25 will be deducted from that check.
Okay, but I will be down another day to clarify that up because Michael Ross has never been on no welfare for me. He's never stayed with me. He stayed with his daddy. So I will be calling to the DHR office today.
I'm auditing.
And that's
it
for myself, right?
You can ask for me. I'm auditing officer Douglas Smalley. You may call and ask for me.
He hung up. We got to call him.
that was too good.
Hey, man, I think she calling people for real, man, right now.
That's all about.
She hung up and calling people for real, man.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, there was no need for the rudeness. You didn't have to hang up.
Brother, I appreciate you not calling my phone no more. Thank you, and you have a blessed day.
Amazing.
Excuse me, ma'am.
So she not playing no games, man.
Okay, I'm going to call her from my phone.
She not playing no games, man.
Oh, my God.
I think she gonna kill 2DB.
Yeah, man, you were getting the right thing. She was getting hotter and hotter. She was getting better and better.
I can't get her to answer on that line.
Man, she on the phone with them folks, man. She going up on them folks right now, man.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to come back, and if I can get her on the line before then, I'm just going to pull everybody in. So stay on guard. Don't be too away from the phone. So I'm going to play. Let's see. What can I play? I'm going to play G6. All the way up, and we'll be back. Hang on a sec.
Hey, twerk team, let me give y'all something to twerk to.
She all the way up, she drop it to the floor. Put her arch in the back, watch that ass lose control. She all the way up, she drop it to the floor. Put her arch in the back, watch that ass lose control. She twerking that drop, drop it to the floor. She
as soon as I make it rain, turn to a believer. They gon' follow the leader. They love me like I'm Bieber. She's just another creature. She gon' love you and leave you. That ass having a seizure. She gon' follow on Twitter. That ass having them hiccups. Big ups to the strippers with the big butt. Jesus, we us, who you? Gotta stay true. Everything you do, do you? While I do me, everything Gucci, Prada, Prada. Throw some dollars. Shake it.
Shake it like a salt shaker.
Make it rain. You know how I ball, nigga.
Move it.
Don't even start in.
Drop it.
Gonna make a start in. G6, man, nigga, see, man.
She all the way up, she drop it to the floor. Put her arch in the back, watch that ass lose control. She all the way up, she drop it to the floor. Put her arch in the back, watch that ass lose control. She twerking that drop, drop it to the floor. She twerking that drop, drop it to the floor.
Oh, okay, y'all got jokes. I'm already in this 150.
Game is old dirty rapper, adopted by the master, washing his plasma, now on the path to happily ever after, disaster, used to be my girl though, ask her, tell you how we kicked it, pride of life shifted, as she sifted through my hair, yeah, my hair was all twisted, now got compliments, really don't know how though, guess foolish the clue to the foolish dudes I was around, bro, now I'm on a higher level like a pound smokes. Chucking, barfly with the bounds, yo. It's nothing, they love it how it sounds though. Put it in some bang bang, watch them crowd around, bro. CO is my city, hear it in my slang talk. We young dogs silent, but they sorta let them things bark. Life is a vapor, tryna chase a bro that ain't smart. My aim is the book of life, I'm in it, no erase marks.
Life, go ahead and love it. Yeah, I'm screaming yellow, falling on the bus, up and down the yo-yo. I don't want no part of it. Put two fingers in the air. Deuces, I be chucking. Deuces, I be chucking. Deuces, I be chucking. I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
In the fresh pair of tailors, my shoe game even display what I'm on.
Check.
I'm on.
Yeah. Deuces, I be chucking. First it was the slingshot, switched it to the peace sign. People thought the dream stopped, thought they was my cash cow. Well, why hasn't my cream stopped? Catch me with a mouth down. Why hasn't the team stopped? Beef, come on now. Deuces to what they on, that's a elementary. Deuces stuck on crayon, covered in the lambskin. Deuce still on that rayon. Sweating situations, I stay cool and get my skate on. Chucking, noise wanna test me. Haters keep me chuckling, and voices wanna bless me. Redwood in the forest, stay above all of they pests. Messed by giving it to God, never would they stress me. I wanted to rest, sheesh, never would they let me. So I'm back up on my rhyme grind, giving them the best me. Yes, I'm on my prime time, corners can't arrest me. Trying to get them boys the gospel for coroners and they flesh me.
Life, go ahead and love it. Yeah, I'm screaming yellow, falling on the bunch,
yes,
up and down the yo-yo. I don't want no part of it. Put two fingers in the air. Deuces, I be chucking. Deuces, I be chucking. Deuces, I be chucking. I'm gone.
Bye-bye.
I'm gone. In the fresh pair of tailors, my shoe game even display what I'm on.
Listen,
I'm on.
Yo, I be chucking, sailor homie, no game. True originality, my flavor ain't got no name. Pumping Jesus music to my neighbors, ain't got no shame. B-E-E the hot cold, middle ground is so lame. My passion they can no tame, God gas them, no propane. Chucking, Dickens with a flow, man. Quote the Raven nevermore, Raven's Dito never score. Christ over everything is what I scream forevermore.
Life, go ahead and love it. Yeah, I'm screaming yellow, falling on the bus. Up and down the yo-yo, I don't want no part of it. Get your fingers in the air. Deuces, I be chucking. Deuces, I be chucking. Deuces, I be chucking. I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Bye-bye.
In the fresh pair of tailors, my shoe game even display what I'm on. I'm on.
All right, all right, all right. How you guys feeling?
Feeling pretty good, feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
That was fun. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Hey, man. He would have been up at that place. They would have been looking at us like, man, what in the world
is
you
talking about?
Talking about, can I speak to you? Can
man,
I speak
we,
to your
you
artist?
Call me.
Can I speak to your artist supervisor? She was talking, I ain't got no check for no kids. I was like, hey, welfare check, food stamps.
Oh, Lord, that was
too
funny.
She got mad and hung up on
him. Yeah, she hung up. I'm like, man, she finna call up there, man. She hung up.
Yeah, I was like, and it really took, and it really took the cake. I said,
yeah,
ain't no, hey, ma'am, there's no need for the rudeness. You didn't have to hang up. He said, don't. He said, look, don't call my phone. Don't damn
have a blessed day.
Yeah.
And then know you have a blessed day at the
right.
Yeah, she is probably gonna hit the baby father like, hey man, what you doing? You know, what kind of money you getting you ain't tell me about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I started telling her husband put her on child support.
Yeah.
That was craziness. I don't know, but I try to do at least two of those a month, just call people's phone and prank call them on the show.
Yeah.
And
don't know, you just never know who we might call up.
So we're not gonna
be here till 2 o'clock today. We're gonna go ahead and give our final thoughts and get ready to get up out of here. So, hey, we'll go ahead and kick us off.
Oh yeah, man. Well, as always, y'all can catch me on Thursdays 8 to 10 on explicit content. You can follow me over there on Twitter at HERKHUTIREBORN. That's Heru Could Be Born. And you know, it's Friday, man. I ain't really got no Friday follow, man, you know, for y'all this week. You know, I'm gonna say follow Tweety Bird Central. That's TweetyBirdCentr. You know, and support the team. You know what I'm saying? And hey, other than that, it's like, man, you know, love somebody, hug somebody, kiss somebody. You know, if you're in the mood, diss somebody, man. You know, I know you diss somebody. You know, do what you do, man. Whatever you do, be you today, man. You know what I'm saying? Do what the fuck you feel like it, man, as long as you're willing to accept the consequence. You know what I mean? Things is crazy, man. Got too much going on out here, man. You know, they got a football game with the little kids today, man. You know, no winners or losers. Everybody get a participation trophy. So that's going to be a blast. So, you know, I'm going to pass it on to the country boy.
All right, man. Hey, man. You can follow me at Country Boy D. Ham, man, on Twitter. KUNTRYBOYY_DHAM. Man, my final thought, man, is professionalism, man. Come, you know, be professional in everything you do. When you go to a job interview, you can't show up in some damn jeans and a t-shirt, think you're going to get a job. If you come to a job drunk, man, stay at home, man. You drunk, man, don't come and think that you finna get paid, especially come working with me, think I'm finna pay you, and you drunk, you come to the move with a 211. Get out of there. Go home. You know what I'm saying? You're not finna break these people's merchandise on my clock. Not finna happen. So, you know, be professional in everything you do, man. Professionalism.
That's what's up. All right, well, everybody, follow somebody today. It's Follow Friday on Twitter. Follow at This Is Trix. He's always tweeting out stuff for us. So TRIXX. This Is Trix. So make sure you follow him over on Twitter. Follow me, Tweety Bird, with a Y, not an I. 334 on Twitter. And make sure you check out Manic Mondays, 8 to 10. Explicit content on Thursdays, 8 to 10. And Grown Folks Business Friday, 12 noon to 2 o'clock, or till we feel like we're not talking to ourselves because people ain't been calling in lately. So, people that are on the line, it would really help if you would, like, participate in the conversation sometimes and let us know what you guys think, too. It helps the show go better with a nicer flow. So, anywho, we love y'all. Y'all be with us because we have listeners. People are listening online as well as calling in. So we appreciate you and continue to tell people about us. And we're going to do the same for our artists over here. So you want to submit music, you can submit music to Tweety Bird, BYRG, 334ALA@gmail.com. And make sure you include your bio, picture, name of song, and song. So, that's about it.
Okay.
Huh? Okay,
well.
That's it?
I guess
that's about it. Yeah, that's it. That's it. And we're going to get out of here on some, what should we get out of here on? On some TV Francis. Thinking of Brooklyn. And we out of here, y'all.
All right. You guys have a blessed, beautiful day.
I'm thinking of Brooklyn. These thoughts that I got going through my head, coming from my perspective.
growing up, you know. Shout out to all my people out of Maryland, Far Rockaway, Queens, Brooklyn, New York, Dub on the track, let's go. 74 born, Brooklyn Hospital, St. John's, Wearfield Street, mostly raised by my grandmoms. And Mr. Softy truck selling cups for a penny. And I ain't gonna lie to y'all people, I had plenty. Shouts to the greenhouse, now it's a different color. Keita, my baby sister, salute my older brother. And learning came with a price with a few minor rules. In other words, Bushwick, Tilden, Jefferson High School. That's just to name a few. But since I'm still on it, Lane, Lincoln, Erasmus too. And boys and girls, love and respect you too. No hesitation to educate makes the best you. Salute to you and Miss Jackson, y'all true role models. Who teach these kids there's no need to keep their thoughts bottled. I guess they say that's just the definition when we say we love to spread love cause it's the Brooklyn way, hey.
Chili with enough
bail
money to free a big
Willie. Ha ha, Brooklyn. 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 Yo. The home of Air Jordan, the home of M.O.P. Kane and Jigga, and big only makes it bigger. As I stand here up in this Brooklyn cyclone, to be real, being broke is childish, and I'm quite grown. It's mad new ways to define it, that's why I threw that line in. To show I'm in precision, I do it with perfect timing. I remember the days back when the Dodgers owned the diamond. That's just the thoughts I'm having while reminiscing, reclining. And what y'all call the floor seat, I know it as Canarsie. The 96 in Conklin, 100 in J's apart me from 211 Park to Renton Avenue LD at 540 Ashford 463. From Utica to Pickin to Putnam and Cornelia, I travel down to Atlantic to parlay at the Barclay. D&D and Kmart, JC and Mohalla, Brooks, Ron, Rick and my people that's out and Far Rockaway. Now that's what I call family. Salute my brother King Born, never ever forgotten. Your soul forever lives on. Mr. Richardson, Keisha, Ralph, Bob, Camille, Jameson, Drew, and Kev, even Malika Hill from my Ave to Rockaway Parkway train station. The LA is connected, so I gotta embrace it. My mini-me is like me, how could I overlook it? We share a lot of common, we both born out of Brooklyn. Nils, Lils, Uncle Wayne, Bino, Small, Bumbo, Stack, Kaken, Dula, my family. Gates, Bahari Pierce, Gibraltar, Kmart, DM, Young Rick, Corporal Last Kick, all day.